Look at Erev Shabbos. Now, I know that if you saw someone in need and had the ability to help them, there's no doubt that you would. It could mean lending a hand with something, maybe helping out with a few extra dollars. Perhaps you have advice to offer, could share some life wisdom to aid them. But whatever it is, you would help, because who wouldn't if they had the ability to? But a lot of times in life, we feel that we can't help. Someone's collecting for a recently widowed young mother that needs $500,000, and you only have $5. You see a sign that so-and-so needs a refuah shleima, but you're not a doctor. There's a fellow stuck by the side of the road with a flat, and you simply can't help him. So what do? Many of us just sigh deeply, maybe shrug a bit, walk away, because there's really nothing to do. Now, Pashas Tazria, we learn all about one with Saras. The Pasuk tells us the one who's Tameh has to walk around with torn clothing and unshaven, calling out, Tameh, Tameh. Rashi explains he has to call out that he's Tameh so that others can ensure not to come close and become Tameh from him. But the Gemara in Shabbos provides a different reason and explains that when he calls out that he's Tameh, it's Kadeshi Yishmu Achirim V'Yivakshu Olav Rachimim. They're going to hear that he's Tameh so that they can daven for him. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus used to constantly urge people to work on this. Just daven, he would say. We think that we can't do anything. And maybe you're right, because you don't have $1 million, you're not a brain surgeon, and you don't know how to fix a flat. But you can still daven. And it doesn't have to be anything too long. There's no need to go to the mikvah or concentrate on Kavaras HaRashash for this. Just a quick tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, please help this person in their tzar. Please send a refuah shleima to so-and-so. And Rav Shimshon continues, not only is it a nice thing to do, but it's our responsibility. The Pasuk teaches us that when someone kills another b'shaygig, he runs to an ir miklat and has to remain there until the Kohen Gadol dies. The Gemara says, and it's explained clearly by the Levush, this is because the Kohen Gadol has the responsibility, as the leader of the generation, to daven that no mishap occurs under his watch. And the fact that something happened is proof that he didn't daven and he deserves to die so that he can be replaced by someone else more worthy. Now, we don't have a Kohen Gadol, but as the Rambam says, the Loim de Tyra, those that bring Tyra into their lives and follow its ways, are the leaders. That means that we have to constantly be aware, helping, and most importantly, davening for others. So as we enter Chodesh Nisan, the month of the Geula, let's remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayar Besiv Loisam. He went to see his brother's suffering, and that was the very beginning of the Geula. We have to look around, help where we can, make improvements, and enable change. And when we can't do something physically, financially, or emotionally, we always can daven. With this display of care for our fellow Yidden and Achdus for each other, we should be Zoicha to the Geula Shleim of Amites this year. Pesach in Yerushalayim Rakodesh, V'Neichol Shaman Azvachim and Apsachim. With Mashiach Tzidkenu, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.